Hey guys, it's Debbie. People often talk about that the money is in the list. And to be honest, that's absolutely true. If you've got a list that is responsive to you, that's tuned into you, then yes, that's where a lot of your money could come from. You see, if your list is responsive, they will buy from you time and time again. So when you're capturing people to go into your list, you need to make sure that you're asking people for their permission, and you need to make sure that you're asking the right people for their permission. Because if you throw your net far and wide, open to everybody and anybody, those people are not going to be listening to you when you write to them on your list. So let's explore a little bit about permission marketing again. Permission marketing is where you put out a capture page, somebody fills in their name and their email. Generally, these days, it just tends to be you might put out a one-line capture page with a hot headline, and then it's just got the email requirement on it. But sometimes people do still ask for people's names. I quite like to get people's names because I like to know who I'm dealing with. But you might put out something of value into a particular marketplace where you know that the people that you're aiming at want that kind of information. So it could be an ebook about generating free leads, it could be a report about how to generate traffic, it could be any number of things. It could be a webinar, it could be all sorts of different avenues that you can give to people that give them value in order to get their permission. One example of this is Seth Godin. He wrote a book called Permission Marketing in 1999. And in actual fact, you can go on Google and you can Google permission marketing. And Seth has this little capture page that comes up where he'll give you the first four chapters of his book, Permission Marketing, for free. And as you can see in the picture that's linked to this recording, it actually says on there that one way to sell a consumer something in the future is simply to get his or her permission in advance. And what that means is that if you are able to get them onto your autoresponder list, then you are able to write to them pretty much every day if you wanted to. Every time that you send out an email, they've already given you permission for you to write to them. And like I say, capture pages and giving value is one way to get people to come onto your list and give their permission for you to be able to write to them on a regular basis. Another way is that you may be somebody that chats to people face to face. And you might be chatting to somebody, and really the first thing that you want to say to them is, I've got a great newsletter with all kinds of tips and ideas. Can I have your permission to add you onto that list? Or, send me a blank email to such and such and such and such at whichever autoresponder it is that you're using. For example, in my case, it would be send me a blank email to debbieshort@aweber.com, and that would get you onto my list. And if I'm chatting to somebody and we're talking about business or marketing, then I would pretty much bring that into the conversation at the beginning to enable me to get permission to get those people on my list so that I can then talk to them and communicate with them pretty much as frequently as I like, or until they decide that they don't like my quirky kind of style, because my emails do tend to be rather fun and pretty quirky, and they might decide, you know what, this chick, she's really off the wall, and I don't understand what she's saying, so I'm going to get off this list. And sometimes you may find that when you are doing permission marketing and getting people and drawing them in and putting them on your autoresponder, that they don't stay. And that's all down to content, and that would be down to another subject that we'll talk about another day. So Oh, my pussycat's meowing now, so I trust that you've got some value out of this short audio that I've created for you. I'd love to get your permission to go onto my autoresponder marketing list so that I can send you some more great tips and ideas about marketing. So there'll be a link with this video or with this audio down below or above, to the left, to the right, I'm not quite sure where. And if you can't see the link, like I say, send me a blank email to debbieshort@aweber.com and I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.